Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I put that on the trigger.
All I'm saying is that when we go through memory lane for you guys, it's all happy-go-lucky, everything is great, you know, it's fun time. But when we go through memory lane for my day, right,
God,
it's all like, this is the worst. This sucks. I mean, fair or no?
Well, I mean, I guess you got to realize that naturally you are doing it with two 40-something-year-olds that are about the same age. So,
you know,
Let's give you some nostalgia.
Be careful, because you're probably going to get some curse words once we get into the actual verses.
I didn't realize they were going to trigger you, though.
No more Mangler.
But I'm just saying.
I'm sorry.
You know,
no more Percolator, no more Mangler.
I'm not going to do a retro song today.
I respect you guys, you know, childhoods and your upbringing. I just ask for the same in return. Okay. That's all.
Okay. What were the Tigers doing in 2008? Let's go down the, because we did that because of the 96. There was a reason for that,
well,
right?
We don't want to talk about what they did in 2008.
So let's go down memory lane if we're going to go down the whole memory lane.
I'm talking about the last 5 years with Tigers. That's what we're talking about.
There you go. That's probably a better
memory. And getting more running backs drafted into the NFL.
Exactly. And I'm sure that will continue. I'm sure that will continue moving forward because they're recruiting at a high. I just ask for the same respect. That's it. That's all I ask.
Okay.
You know, I don't think it's that difficult.
Right, rest of the station today, 2008. I'm flipping the script.
Yes,
we're out on the UT memory.
I want every return to be Mangla from here on out for every show on 92.9.
Flip the script.
That can't happen.
Until 2008.
I'll do your 2008 memories.
That cannot happen.
I'm sorry,
John. That cannot happen.
But anyway, yes, it is cool to hear Ross Tucker come on and talk about running backs that have been drafted from Memphis. We will come back. Lots more to come. The Justin Turner saga has taken a turn. We'll get into all of that and more on the other side. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Listen to 92.9 on your smart speakers. Just say play 92.9 ESPN. Powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station.
Hey, Tennessee. Sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing to do is to download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using promo code Calkins so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you'll receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. That's promo code Calkins to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
It's time to play Jackpot Justice. That's right. If you can't make it to the casino, we have Jackpot Justice election style. Percy Lynchard wants to be on the Mississippi Supreme Court. He has a long history of getting big bucks from his Jackpot Justice cronies. $40,000 from Mississippi trial lawyers. $20,000 from Democratic mega donors. Lynchard would risk bringing Jackpot Justice back to Mississippi.
Fortunately, we have a conservative alternative, Mississippi Supreme Court Justice Josiah Coleman. He's a conservative and experienced judge, a fair-minded man who understands hard work. Coleman lives on a farm, has served as a volunteer firefighter, and bagged groceries and washed dishes to help pay for his education. When it comes to the Mississippi Supreme Court, reject jackpot justice. Vote conservative, vote Coleman. Justice Josiah Coleman for the Mississippi Supreme Court. Paid for by Improved Mississippi PAC. Derek Easley, Treasurer. Not approved by any candidate.
I do it for the ladies, but I gotta keep it hood.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
We just get started.
You say you're searching for somebody that'll take you out and do you right. Well, come here, baby, and let daddy show you what it feels like. You know all you gotta do is tell me what you're sipping on. And I promise that I'm gonna keep it coming on.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Every round this time, we do the rundown. Let's get it.
Now, it's the rundown, presented by ExploreSt.Louis.com. The biggest stories of the day from Jason and John on 92.9 FM, ESPN. First story.
All right, so the investigation continues in Major League Baseball, and this is a story we talked about quite a bit yesterday as the World Series ended. Justin Turner, of course, has COVID, tested positive, got his positive result in the midst of the game, and they pulled him. And, of course, the controversy was that he came back. The controversy was that, you know, after discovering that he had COVID-19, the original test was inconclusive. The second test came back positive. He returned to the field with his teammates, sometimes was wearing a mask, sometimes was not wearing a mask. And it seems like Major League Baseball, and I get why they would do this, but Major League Baseball said in a statement yesterday that immediately upon receiving notice from the lab of a positive test, protocols were triggered, leading to the removal of Justin Turner from last night's game. He was placed into isolation for the safety of those around him. However, following the Dodgers' victory, it is clear that Turner chose to disregard the agreed-upon joint protocols and the instructions he was given regarding the safety and protection of others. While a desire to celebrate is understandable, Turner's decision to leave isolation and enter the field was wrong and put everyone he came in contact with at risk. When MLB security raised the matter of being on the field with Turner, he emphatically refused to comply. And again, I understand why Major League Baseball, I mean, listen, it's clear. I mean, he's his own, he's a grown-ass man. He's going to do what he wants to do. If he wants to get out there and celebrate with his teammates, they can't arrest him. They can't, you know, they cannot physically prevent him from doing it, and he is now subject to discipline under an agreement between Major League Baseball and the Players Association on health and safety protocol. There is nothing specified in the agreement about the range of penalties, so I don't know exactly, you know, I mean, could they suspend him? There's really no precedent for stuff like this. If by the time they start next season, we've got a COVID-19 vaccine and it's widely available, how's that going to sort of sit? I'm sure the team would not even want that at this point. So it is a perfect 2020 story, you know, the end of this baseball season, which, you know, at one point looked like when it began that it would not finish. It was very bumpy. I mean, you had lots of teams with outbreaks, the Cardinals, et cetera, but they did find a way to finish this thing. And it seems a little poetic that it ended with a positive COVID test in the midst of this. You know, listen, I do wonder if you're a teammate and you and if I know you have COVID, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to do the I'll go in the other studio. You know, like, we don't have to do the show face. You know, like, I feel like I'm not trying to intentionally expose myself to COVID-19.
Right.
And you know, if you're a Dodger, he came back, he's got COVID. Like, are you going to distance? I mean, you probably should distance yourself, even if you're going to be fine, you're going to be healthy. You don't want to just go out here and knowingly contract the thing. So I do wonder, like, how his team – I know Mookie Betts and all those guys were, you know, publicly supportive, but I just wonder privately if you're like, dude, really? Like, you're going to come back out here without a mask on? You're going to come out here trying to take pictures? And, I mean, that seems – irresponsible.
I imagine they feel a couple of different ways on it. Partly what you're saying, that some of them do. Hey, man, you knew you were positive, albeit it comes in the eighth inning or whatever when we pull you, but you know you're positive. Baseball says that we should stay back and isolate. When so, but clearly there were teammates that said, come on out. I mean, security, MLB was saying no, but there were still clearly teammates that did feel a certain kind of way, and I'll bet it's based in this. You've been around him for the last eight innings already. And that's part of this. That's why I find this ridiculous.
Yep.
You know, you're at the end of a season. You hate that this is sort of the story now after you just crowned your champion, that everybody's talking about this and COVID and your protocol and how you blew it rather than the Dodgers winning. You hate that.
Yep.
And you only keep it going by putting out the news that now you're investigating Justin Turner. This is plain and simple. It's the same thing we said about it yesterday that I said, but this is on baseball. The fact, look. I'll put it to you this way. Let's go to NFL.
Yep.
If I find out that Patrick Mahomes, who's played the first half of a game, is positive in the third quarter, right, should I pull Mahomes and say, go home, right? Everybody else keep playing. Forget about the first half. This is on me as an NFL. Forget about the first half when I had you guys out there with them, right, saying this game could go on, right, for Justin Turner. It's an inconclusive test. But forget about all of that. We just want Mahomes to go home. Y'all keep playing the game. The Los Angeles Health Department is telling the entire team they should quarantine. So when you find out in the eighth inning, if you're Major League Baseball or whatever, whenever it is they found out, that's when they got the word to them. Shouldn't you really, if safety's the real true priority, shut the whole damn thing down and start doing some contact tracing? But no, you wanted to crown a champion. But at that point, you got teammates that have been with him for the entire eight innings.
Yep.
They've already got it.
Well,
if that's the case. And so again, baseball is taking another step here to put this on Justin Turner.
Right.
And what they have is him saying no to security.
Right.
That's what they have. And it's written in their CBA, man, you got to do what we say, all that stuff.
Yep.
So they've got that. But this is ridiculous. This is totally on them and their protocol. It's a World Series game.
Yep.
You should be able to know before that game whether guys are positive or negative and whether you can play that game. Because if we're being real here, guys should have been contact tracing after you find that out, rather than just moving on without him, right? Because he's been around them, John, in close contact for eight innings already.
That's true.
Not to mention possibly longer than that. This is on baseball.
Yeah.
It's a black eye for them, and they're trying to put this off on Justin Turner, make him the villain. You know, this dude listen, I told you yesterday, this is not to excuse him of you should have kept a mask on the whole time. You knew all that stuff.
Right.
But I would tell you this. You got your teammates saying, come on, too. We've been around you for eight innings anyway. You're a free agent after this year. You might not be back with the Dodgers. You might never have this chance again.
Yeah.
Some of his teammates were thinking that, too, John.
Yep. No, you're right.
This is a baseball problem, man. Baseball should have had its protocol in a position where you can make a call on whether a guy can play or not before the game begins.
Yep.
So then you know. Baseball let him play for eight innings because he had an inconclusive test. Whatever, you got to rush the results. You come back, you find out in the eighth inning. This ain't all on Justin Turner. This should be on baseball.
No, you're right. Because
the NFL ain't finding out in the third quarters, fourth quarters, that guys are positive.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Why is that okay for baseball?
Well, and to your point about already being around him, I mean, at that point, if you've been in the dugout with the guy, you've been exposed to him,
eight
whatever.
Innings.
At that point, you've already, that's more than 15 minutes.
And should they all be doing contact tracing at that point if we're going on some of the protocol and some of these other organizations, all that? I mean, it's ridiculous.
And I understand why Major League Baseball is going to try to throw Justin Turner under the bus, right? I mean, he's not without blame in this.
But remember, too, Justin Turner was one of the guys that said we should be playing, because the only thing on that Jeff was talking about this beforehand. And this might be one of the reasons they're picking on him, or just they wouldn't be say this. But remember the beginning of the season, he was saying the only thing messing up that World Series trophy is the fact that the commissioner's name's on it. They've singled him out.
Yep.
Right? And they've got him dead to rights.
They do.
Because he told security no. But I tell you, most of those teammates, I bet you, were saying, come on, because I've already been around you eight innings anyway, and you may never get this chance again because you're probably not going to be a Dodger next year. Good chance of that. Man, come on out here.
Yep.
Wear your mask, but come on out here. And he took it down a few times. Again, I'm not excusing Justin Turner. It's all about personal responsibility in 2020, man. You got to wear your mask. But the fact is, he was set up for this, basically, to sort of be the scapegoat here. And Major League Baseball is just using it, when, frankly, all eyes, all fingers should be pointed at them. How in the hell did you get to the point where you're finding out about this in the middle of a game?
Yeah.
Of your biggest game.
Exactly. And because you think about what would have happened if the Rays would have won. What the hell would they have done? Because meaning CDC guidelines say that's going to be 10 to 14 days minimum.
And
that's
without any additional contact tracing, aren't they, John? When you're in that close to contact, a guy that's positive.
Now, on Wednesday, both teams were cleared and they flew home after they all got negative test results. Justin Turner and his wife stayed there in Arlington after his wife tested negative, which is a miracle given how close they were.
They were kissing on the field and all that. And that's her prerogative, man. I mean, on that one. It's like,
you may feel like you already had it or you're going to get it anyway because, you know, whatever. But I am curious to see, you know, is this going to be a suspension for Justin Turner? Like, are they going to try to – who knows what the world will even look like by the time –
we're not going to – see, that's the other thing about punishing him.
Right.
We're not going to have this situation again, hopefully.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Hopefully next season you're not finding out in the middle of innings, in the middle
you're
of a
exactly
game,
right.
that somebody's positive.
You're exactly
and,
right.
And you're not certainly not going to be crowning a champion where the thing that he's really going out to do and where he can affect, right, is a championship celebration. And so the idea, again, that you're punishing him for something where there were clearly unique set of circumstances, punishing him for the future, so what? So it doesn't happen again? Well, the odds are next World Series, hopefully we're going to be a much better place with COVID, and certainly your protocol is better, hopefully, where you can tell positive, negative before a game that we don't have this situation again where a guy is finding out at the end of a World Series game he's positive, you're pulling him and then asking him not to be a part of the celebration with his teammates that he's already been around for eight innings.
That's what
you can do.
This
is all on baseball.
That's what you can do.
It's all on baseball.
Because when you make the sacrifices that these dudes have made for 5 months, right, for whatever, 4 or 5 months, you can't say, all right, you did it. You pulled off the weirdest, strangest, hardest baseball season in history. And then at the end of it, say, oh, by the way, you can't go celebrate with your team. I mean, that's just not something you can ask of another human being, right? I mean, you just can't.
No, especially after your protocol has allowed for him to be around those guys.
Now, I am curious, though, how would you have handled Justin Turner as a teammate on that field?
Again, I mean, I think I'm leaning the way I'm explaining it. Like Dave Roberts must have felt taking the picture next to him when you look next to the guy and he doesn't have his mask on. Dave's had, I don't even have the pre-existing condition. He's had cancer.
Yep.
He's a cancer survivor.
Yep.
He was smiling his tail off.
Yes, he was.
And maybe inside, deep down, John, there's a part of him that's uncomfortable, but not uncomfortable enough to turn to Justin Turner and say, you know what, man? Either I'm going to move or you got to move.
Right.
He took the picture.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. Probably based in this sense, John, man, he's only going to – he may never have this chance again. Not to mention, I've been around him for the last eight innings, so if he's got it, I probably already got it.
Exactly.
And this is a moot point.
Exactly. No,
baseball is what allowed Justin Turner to be around for the first eight innings of that game, possibly positive. I mean, he didn't just become positive in the eighth inning. He's got to go.
No, you're right.
He had been positive, clearly.
He had been positive. You're exactly right.
So, again, this is baseball just doing what baseball does, archaic, trying to, you know, pass the buck, put it on a player here. And, frankly, this is why a lot of people hate baseball. They think it's just this is what they look to do rather than, okay, this is something we've got to fix, take accountability for, and move on. Whether it's the job they do, marketing, trying to get more fans, all of it, it's just been archaic in terms of their thinking.
Well, and the sad thing is that it does take away, and you know where I'm at on baseball, but it does take away from, I mean, they pulled it off.
A great story. Dodgers have been trying to get over the hump. Finally did. Kershaw finally, you know, got out of this. He's a terrible postseason pitcher thing.
He comes
had
in,
a
he
great
closes,
World
yep.
Series there. Like, it should be. It should be about Dave Roberts, the job he did, finally pushed through as a manager, has won one as a player now as a manager, did it with the Red Sox.
But I'm just saying the season at large, too. I mean, it was not always pretty.
But they
showed, hey, it can also be done outside of a bubble.
So tell me that point, knowing that. Why is baseball continuing the story by the next day doing, oh, now we're investigating him, rather than just letting this thing fade away?
Because they want to look like, you know, they want to blame Justin Turner. Exactly.
Right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Which I'm with you. I would just let the story lie, man.
Man,
like,
just let
done.
It lie if
it's
you want
done.
It to go.
You
right?
don't suspend
and again, you're not going to have a situation like this where you're trying to crown a champion and a guy's positive. He's trying to run out there with his team. That's never going to happen again.
Yeah.
That's the likelihood. So there's no real need to punish as some deterrent for the next time, because there ain't going to be a next time. That's the bottom line.
No, exactly. And hopefully, man, hopefully we, by the time, when would the next baseball season start? I mean, March, April?
A spring sometime.
Yeah.
I mean, when or how many games to be determined, I suppose, at this point. But
I guess by then you'll still have to do the same sort of.
By then, they still have got to be. Because, again, John, I'm not seeing in the NFL or in the middle of some college football game where some test is coming back. They're able to get this done enough to a point where you get the test back before the game and you know who can and who can't.
Yep.
Like, why is baseball the only one where it's coming back in the middle of? And, again, with it doing that, that's on you, baseball, right? Not on Justin Turner.
Yep. So, anyway, we'll see what happens. But the MLB says they're investigating, and a suspension could, I guess, be on the table for Justin Turner.
Next. story.
All right, I bring this up because he's in Memphis. He's recently cut from the Dallas Cowboys, Dontari Poe.
Yes, friend of the show.
Yes, friend of the show. Cowboys released him, and Jerry made it very public that it was due to his weight and his performance. You know, he had an incentive-laden contract. Part of it was keeping his weight down. I think for Dontari, that's always been an issue.
It has.
His weight has always been an issue. Yep. And you talk about that position, defensive lineman. You know, big guys, they got to stay under, stay fit, all that stuff. And I suppose the older Dontari has gotten,
yep,
and I can vouch for that.
Well,
as
the metabolism
man.
Slows down, man.
And that metabolism slows down. It's tougher to, it's tougher to keep the pounds off. I do wonder this, though. And here's Jerry's quote. He's very direct. Jerry hadn't been in a very good mood lately, understandably so, because these Cowboys are awful. He's had a lot to do with that, though. But when you're 30 pounds overweight and you're not doing anything about what's keeping you from performing well on the field, there is no reason to get into the other stuff. Now, the other stuff, and I'm reading from the ESPN story, was specific to a question as to whether Poe's being cut had anything to do with him being the only Cowboys player to take a knee for the cause of social justice. Y'all remember that to start the
yep.
year? Poe
yep.
said the entire time, this is what I'm going to do. It's what he did. He was the only Cowboy to do it, to take that knee. Jones was asked directly, did that have anything to do with cutting? He clearly said, I'm not going to address that directly. Makes the weight thing clearly, you know, says that that's what it is in performance. And listen, Dontari Poe had not played well. I was
that's
listening
right.
to Jeff lay it out this morning in terms of his tackles was not performing to his level, and he'd signed about a two-year, $8 million deal. So you want a guy who's making that much money, you want to hold him accountable, especially if he's overweight and not performing. All that said, though, if you've watched this,
mm-hmm.
they traded Everson Griffin, too, to the Detroit Lions,
yep.
right? Daryl Worley was cut. He was released. He was another vet, was on a one-year, $3 million contract. And remember, was it last week when the stories came out? I'm speculating openly here, and I'm realizing that Dontari Poe had underperformed, but I just wonder if, with this in the wake of those stories about
yep.
man, those players are putting this on the coaches, saying the coaches ain't teaching nothing, saying this is all on them, and they don't teach us how to, you know, there's no fundamentals, all that stuff. When they you heard those sourced stories, right?
Yep.
Last week. Putting it on the coaches, I just wonder, Mike McCarthy came out and said, well, we need to handle it like men. If men got a problem with me, you know, kind of along those lines, they need to come handle it with me. I wonder, in the wake of that, if some of jettisoning some of these guys off, and that defense has been horrible. It can't really afford to lose anything.
Yep.
If some of that is that, is trying to find out who's been talking, who's been not. Again, I'm not suggesting Dontari Poe is the guy, the only guy that's been, but I wonder if he could be a part of that. And then you add it all up, with the anthem thing with Jerry, with the fact that you got him on the weight right now, makes it a real easy thing to scapegoat these guys, potentially, and get them on out of there, because perhaps they were the ones running their mouths back to the press about how discombobulated and a mess that thing was behind the scenes.
Yeah, no, so, I mean, I definitely believe that.
Right now, they're subtracting from a defense that's been absolutely awful. You just wonder why.
It's true.
Wonder if it was some of that talking was. Well, it had to be maybe not Dontari, but maybe Worley, you know, maybe Griffin, because they're clearly moving on from some of these
guys. You do. I mean, I just have to wonder, like,
that thing's coming apart. McCarthy's got to grab some control, right?
You can say you have freedom of speech, right? In anything you do, that's America.
Mm-hmm.
But that does not deliver you from potential consequences in the workplace, right? So you can kneel or whatever you want to do. And become the first Dallas Cowboy to ever do that,
mm-hmm.
and you're free to do that, but that does not mean that Jerry Jones has to keep you on the payroll. And so I wonder if Dontari Poe would not have done that, would he still have a job? I don't know. I don't know, because he has not played well. So that is something that you have to take into account. He has not played good football. You know, he's bouncing around.
But no one on that Dallas
exactly.
defense has.
So how on earth do you begin
that's
to
my,
even
that's
say,
my
all right, well,
like,
Dontari Poe, he's got to go. It makes it it makes it easier, though.
I mean, DeMarcus Lawrence hadn't been good. You know, Jalen hadn't been good.
Yeah.
A lot's been bad on that Dallas defense. But and it sounds like Dontari made it easy for them. And
right.
again, this may be all performance-based, but just wonder, again, in the wake of the news and people doing all that talking. And we know, too, it's like the question I was asking Salisbury. If you're Mike McCarthy, what do you do right now? Things are coming apart. You don't even have guys standing up for
so
each
true,
other.
Man.
And you've got you got the locker room whispering about you.
Yep.
So you've got to, in your first year, right, you're going to maintain any credibility. You got to grab this thing by the throat.
Yep.
And so part of that is probably, like he said publicly, getting to the bottom, who's doing some of the talking. And again, I'm not saying Poe was the one doing the talking, but maybe this made it easier. and certainly some of those other guys maybe. But if you're McCarthy, you've got to do something, whether it's symbolic, whatever you're going to do, you got to do something to say, I'm taking control of this.
Yep.
And Jerry Jones in the spot, you don't want to fire the guy you hired, Mike McCarthy, and crowned him in his first year. That's saying you failed.
Because he inherited,
going out and firing,
in fairness,
the
defense, right? I mean, he inherited that defense. And so give him at least a year to fix it. And then we can, because he's a good coach.
Because you think he's a good coach.
Right.
Right. You got a little bit more, you got some faith in that. So you got to do something. I just wonder if this is not all part of that big something rather than just Dontari Poe's playing bad, so let's cut him.
Yeah. You know? But it'll be interesting.
This is a coach and an owner trying to get back control.
Am I wrong for wondering, like, let's just say in a different world that Eric Bieniemy was a Dallas Cowboys coach right now. He gets his first opportunity. He gets the Dallas job. And it's happening exactly like it's happening right now. Now, he doesn't have a Super Bowl to his name.
That's a big difference.
But I just wonder what the conversation about Eric Bieniemy would be right now if it was him in this role. I mean, again, like, I think it's way too soon, and there's too many things that have happened to really ascribe too much blame to Mike McCarthy. I think he deserves a year, certainly, at least. Any new hire deserves a year just to get their own personnel in there. But
and they're switching defenses too.
Right.
But even though Nolan looks like his time has passed, their defensive coordinator.
Dude's getting hot sauce in his eye, man. He's doing whatever he can to get him out of there.
Oof.
I just wonder if how different the conversation. Maybe it wouldn't be different.
No, it'd be
at all.
Different. You'd be saying this guy can't be a head coach.
You'd say he's in over his head.
They'd be hearing that already.
Yeah.
The question is, could he get it back? Could he get the control back? Because
right.
The one thing, like you said, McCarthy's got going for him is at least he's done it before.
Yep.
So maybe you cut out a little bit of the cancer that's talking bad about you or whatever, and you try to keep it going. With a coach like Bieniemy who hadn't done it, you'd get there might be more of that. Those whispers become yells in that locker room, and there's a chance you can't get it back because you are that inexperienced coach. But you know you'd be hearing more of the whispers if it was Bieniemy that he can't do this. He can't control the locker room.
Yep.
Maybe he's not head coaching material.
Oh, you're exactly right.
But he's next. Bieniemy going to get his chance. Hopefully it's in a good situation.
Yep, indeed. I got one more, Brad.
Next story.
We don't usually talk too much about college football recruiting, but this is an interesting story because it is the number one player in the country in 2022. His name is Quinn Ewers. He is a five-star quarterback in Texas there at South Lake Carroll, and he has been committed to Texas since August the 14th. He's the highest-rated quarterback to commit to the Texas Longhorns since. Any guesses?
Vince. All right.
Vince Young in 2002.
That's an easy one. I'm not patting myself on the back.
He is the highest rated. Well, you know, they get like highly rated guys, though. You know, they get highly rated guys there in Texas. They usually don't. They just don't pan out that
way. Right. I was trying to think of the last good one.
But he is now decommitted. Quinn Ewers has decommitted. He announced it in a Twitter post, I believe, yesterday or today. And now Ohio State is the overwhelming favorite. I will say this about college football recruiting.
I already know where you're going. I'm shaking my head.
It's what makes it so different than basketball.
Exactly.
Bro, when a kid commits in football, it does not matter. It does not matter. That's why signing day is a big, huge thing. Because in basketball, that's like a whole week. You don't carve out, 3 hours of programming for it. They just send their stuff in, it's done.
Yeah.
In college football, it's almost like coaches don't care until a kid's committed. Like, it motivates them. Oh, okay, he wants to commit to Texas? Let me get my hands dirty or whatever you want to say, you know? And so now it sounds like Ohio State and Ryan Day are the favorites. And listen, how can you blame a kid? How can you blame a kid for wanting to be next up at Ohio State? I mean, clearly he must – to me, this indicates he does not feel very good about Tom Herman as head coach. I mean, he's a 2022 kid.
Mm-hmm.
What's that, 2 years away?
Mm-hmm.
He probably doesn't even think Tom Herman's going to be there. That's what that suggests to me.
A good chance of that.
And if I'm Tom Herman, I'm now worried about whether or not – because at least I had this. That's the one thing. And it's one of the things that Josh had early on, right? Josh nailed that 2010 recruiting class.
I'm glad you said his name. Go on.
Josh Pastner?
Mm-hmm.
But
I got one more.
Okay.
And I bet you know where I'm going now.
I do. But Josh had that 2010 recruiting class, and it bought him a lot of time, let's be honest.
Absolutely.
Now, he got to the tournament, but it basically made that first year moot, whatever he did. And he had a pretty good – they won 20-plus games his first year with Elliot Williams and all that.
Well, and then he had the next big good that bought him more time.
And then he got 2013. Yep, you're exactly right.
2013, it was all in the year.
So anyway, now Tom Herman doesn't have that. So now Tom Herman's looking at his coach, his administration and his boosters, and he's, what do you have coming, man?
Right.
And so I would definitely be worried about my job security if I am Tom Herman. But it sounds like Quinn Ewers, who, again, is the number one quarterback and the number one prospect, not just the number one quarterback, but also the number one player. You don't see that as much, right? It's not like some linebacker, not some defensive end. It's a quarterback, and it's this guy going to Ohio State. Man, they are overwhelming. I mean, they are just embarrassed with the riches up there.
Even when to your point about college football and basketball, when it comes to recruiting, even if you're Memphis and you got James Wiseman signed up or committed, let's stick with committed.
Yep.
Doesn't Kentucky kind of – don't they back off a little bit?
Yes.
I mean, still make a, not
yes.
what Ohio State and Alabama
yes.
do in football when a guy's committed.
Yes.
They still – all right.
There's a gentleman sort of understanding.
This understanding that's so much different than it from one sport to the next. It's still college athletics, but so much
yep.
it's a night and day difference.
I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's a numbers thing or what. But
it's so hard to recruit in college football
yep.
if you are not Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson.
Because they can
because
just come
those
in.
Three in particular will yep. just pick them off. And Texas used to be one of those schools.
Yep.
That was one of those ones. It's hard to recruit against them because they go, you know, they'll pick you off there at the end. But now it's them that's getting picked off here, and those three they yep. run the roost. I mean, especially Clemson, Alabama.
There are times
Ohio State too.
There are times when I was covering Memphis football recruiting back in the day, where a coach on staff would say, "Hey, we feel good about this kid, but don't write about him. Don't
so the word doesn't get out
like,
because he would get poached
because people will read about him in the commercial appeal, right? Because
right?
that's where I was at the time.
And Memphis used to have to get steals that hopefully it used
yes.
to have to write.
They would say, "Do not write about this kid because we don't want to alert other programs. Like, hey, we feel like we got a diamond in the rough." So it's a crazy dynamic. And Memphis isn't that in that sort of place anymore. I mean, they can go after whoever
they can
they
win
want.
Some battles now.
Yes, they can.
You're beating out Mississippi State and Ole Miss, some of the kids.
But yeah, man, you're exactly right. Like. It doesn't matter how long you – I mean, even when Jeremiah Martin switched his commitment from
– Latte.
Yeah, like there was some, like, cringing a little bit. And it was a – I mean, that made sense. He was here in Memphis. He's a Memphis kid. He wanted to go to Memphis. So there is just a weird, different sort of
I'm glad
attitude.
You brought that up, though, because it does happen.
Oh, it does
it's
happen.
Just sort of
oh,
frowned
Josh,
upon.
Josh, I was like, oh, no, we didn't know. We didn't know he was going to decommit. Mm-hmm. We had no idea. Exactly. It just so happened you needed a guard, and he happened
Josh
to be
Josh said
backyard.
He'd never do that was his thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got to.
That when a guy was committed, you lay off. But
you got to do what you got to do at that point. I mean, Josh was sort of, what was it, 2015? This was his class 2015. You got to do what you got to do at that point, brother. Your back's against the
like
wall.
And like I said, the Lawsons, the KJ and Diedrich were saying, get him.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You have to get him.
Oh, he just became a top 10 scorer all time in your program.
Look at the player he became.
That's all.
Only in the NBA, despite all the odds.
Amazing. Amazing, truly, his career. We don't talk enough about it. Maybe
no,
we should just dedicate a segment every day to Jeremiah Martin's career.
I'm glad you said Josh Pastrnak, though, because I got one more.
Next story.
How about this?
He's back!
There was a time we thought Deebo Coleman was going to go to Memphis.
That's right.
Because he's from Memphis.
Yep.
But now is in Florida, obviously. And you have got to give the man credit. Josh Pastrnak is still a recruit. Dallin Deebo Coleman is a top 35 senior. It's written about over at ESPN
yeah.
yesterday. And Josh Pastrnak got him. He picked the Yellow Jackets over Texas Tech and Ole Miss. He's a 6'6 shooting guard, plays at West Nassau High School in Florida. Like we told you, he's born here. And Memphis, and at one time was a part of that 2021 class here from Memphis in terms of guys that were born here. What, there were five or six there in the top 100. He's one that's maintained his spot. He's ranked number 34 in the country. In the ESPN 100 is the number 9 shooting guard in the country. He's the first ESPN 100 prospect to commit to Georgia Tech since the 2018 class. Overall, how about this, Coleman is the highest-ranked prospect to join the program, Georgia Tech, since Robert Carter in 2012. So Josh is getting the highest ranked prospect they've had in a long time, and he's still using his old Memphis connections
yes, he is.
To do it. So shout out to Josh Pastner, who, look, still trying to get it done over at Georgia Tech, and now he's doing it with. He had, look, we're considering. He had a Kogi too. Josh,
he did.
Josh Okogie?
Did he recruit
who
him?
Is now in the, I'm pretty sure he did.
Okay.
I could be wrong. I want to say got him late.
He at least had him.
I want to say got him. Oh, yeah, he had him. I'm pretty sure he recruited him, got him late.
Yep.
And Josh is just in the NBA now, is a guy that's
yeah, pretty good player.
You know, a guy that a lot of people like.
Yep.
He's gotten talent at Georgia Tech, continues to. And the only thing is you're in the dang ACC, so it feels like the ceiling and what you could do there. We're talking about some of the big dogs in college football, like Alabama and those guys. Well, you've got a sort of pecking order in that ACC that it just feels like you'll never – but I tell you what, you keep getting players of this kind of talent to Georgia Tech, They're gonna let you keep the job. At one point, we thought Josh was gonna get fired.
Bro, it's amazing
because of the stuff with Ron Bell
and
all that.
And they NCAA violations.
Now a lot of them, and those were real. Those were real.
Wendell Carter,
the Ron Bell thing, not real. And he got through all that. And I tell you what, I mean, like I said, like him or hate him here, good dude, and a guy I still root for. I don't know about you guys. Good to see him still getting elite level players at Georgia Tech.
Okay, I want to
I don't root against Josh.
I want to put this in perspective. Do you realize that Josh Pastner is going into his fifth season?
Yeah, that dude, I told you.
At Georgia Tech. Fifth!
You know, he may not win to the level of the player that he get. That's what killed him at Memphis.
Yep.
Like, you can't recruit at the level you were and then underachieve, not get past the first weekend.
Yep.
But because he can still recruit, because he runs – usually, like we said, programs that you can stand by if you're an athletic director or a president, right? Your APR is looking good, all of that. Usually he's going to keep his nose clean, right? He's going to work, John, for a long time in college basketball.
Yes, he is.
And when you add it all up, and maybe it's not Georgia Tech where he gets the majority of it, maybe it's somewhere else, but when you add it all up, he's going to have a ton of coaching wins.
Yep.
Remember one time through his first 2-3 years, he was right there with all the big dogs in Memphis in terms of wins. Right, the best coaches that have done it those first few years because of the talent level he had. So he's going to amass a ton of wins, and he's going to be, because he's a good dude and all that, he's going to last in college basketball a long time. If it doesn't work out at Georgia Tech, Josh is the kind of coach that's done it enough and at a high enough level at those previous two stops, he'll get another opportunity. He's going to be around for a long time because he started so young. He's going to win a lot of games when it's all said and done. Going to lose a lot probably, especially in that ACC, but going to win a lot, too.
But, I mean, he was above 500 in conference play last year for the first time ever. It's going the right way for him. He's getting good players.
Well, what was he the first year when he won ACC? He won ACC Coach of the Year at 8-10 in the conference.
Yep.
That is crazy.
And he was 11-9 last year. If he stays at Georgia Tech for two more seasons after this one, he will have equaled his time at Memphis, which is absurd to consider.
Remember, Georgia Tech swooped in here. That was a time where Memphis thought it was going to have to keep Josh because of the money.
Yes.
And Georgia Tech swooped in.
By the way, he's on another AD.
That's right.
The AD that hired him is gone.
Oh, that was the other thing we said, because they got a new AD. Well, there's no reason to stand because he's not even your guy.
Josh needs to write a book about how to keep a job, okay? In the face of horrible circumstances, right? He didn't get fired at Memphis. And he hasn't gotten fired at Georgia Tech. He's actually not going to get fired at Georgia Tech, it looks like. It looks like he's going to be there at least another 2 years, three years.
Yeah, when you're recruiting like this.
Yeah, that buys you time.
And going 11-9 in the ACC, I didn't even realize that last year.
I'm sure Josh, I don't know, obviously I don't really know, but I'm sure Josh probably knew the Coleman family from his time as the Memphis coach.
There ain't no question he did, John. So I was talking about using his Memphis ties to get this.
So that's.
And you're telling me he can't get, because in the ACC, you're going to have so many opportunities to play those ranked teams.
Yep.
Dude, if he knocks off two or three of those a year, he said at Georgia Tech.
You're exactly right, man. You're exactly right.
So it's probably going to be there that he amasses all of these.
Because he could honestly say, I don't remember what the bracketology, I mean, but if you're 17-14 and you're 11-9 in the ACC, you're on the bubble, right?
Yes.
I mean, you're in the conversation.
Oh, 11 ACC wins is absolutely on the bubble, if not in.
Yeah, so.
Because several of those 11 wins probably going to be against ranked teams.
Yeah, so it is amazing what Josh is doing down there, man. Like, he's going into year five at Memphis, for context, was the Four Kings year. I mean, that's where he's at right now in Georgia Tech.
That man got 900 lives.
They
thought Ron Bell had killed him. Uh-uh.
Nothing's going to get
him. Go out here and get Debo Coleman on your tail.
Teflon Josh, you got to love it. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come. Jeff Cox is going to join us at 125. We'll talk to him about Memphis football, about 1996, and just being immortalized in all these different homes. I mean, I mean that's got to be something that –
And bathrooms. Restrooms, I should say. Restrooms.
Because of the – you think people put it up in restrooms, you think?
You haven't seen his article in, like, restaurant – in, like, a Corky's restaurant?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Like
next to
commercial,
between the urinals.
Yeah, you're right.
To commemorate that it's
this one in Patrick's has one.
Restaurants all over town.
You're exactly right, man. There's not even a moment. I mean, I guess you could.
I mean, I've read the column using the restroom.
Oh,
you haven't? I've read the column over and over again in the restroom.
He starts with the president, right? Lane Rollins.
I believe that's correct.
Yeah.
It's been a while because obviously COVID. I ain't been in too many restaurant bathrooms lately.
Yes.
But he is still out there looking young as heck in those
He
that
does
picture.
Look. Yep. So we'll talk to Jeff about all of that more when he joins us at 125. Jason and John on Eternal FM, ESPN.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. After Halloween this year, don't throw your jack-o'-lantern in the garbage. Use it to start composting instead. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Aetna Medicare takes a total connected approach to health. Aetna offers Medicare Advantage plans starting at $0 monthly premium and dental, vision, and hearing in most plans. Learn more at aetnamedicare.com/radio or call 833-335-0049. Don't miss out. Medicare annual enrollment is here. Enroll today. Aetna Medicare is an HMO PPO plan with a Medicare contract. Aetna Medicare's S&Ps also have contracts with state Medicaid programs. Enrollment in Aetna Medicare plans depend on contract renewal.
I'm John Meacham, author and historian. I'm proud to present a brand new limited podcast documentary series called It Was Said, where I guide you through 10 of the most historic, impactful, and timeless speeches in American history.
Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike.
We do not want our freedom gradually, but we want to be free now.
The future will always be ours.
The America of John McCain is generous and welcoming and bold.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Directed and produced by Peabody-nominated C-13 Original Studios, in association with history, It Was Said is now available for free on Apple Podcasts, radio.com, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
We saved serious cash with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the money to buy a new boat.
Who's ready to water ski?
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough for a new boat. They'll probably spend it on rent or gas money or maybe one of those little plastic wading pools for the yard.
Ahoy there!
Is what the captain might say. On the toy boat. In your wading pool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
As a professional painter, you know your customers want a flat finish, but don't want to pay the price of fighting dirt, grime, and scuffs. Use new Behr Ultra Scuff Defense from the Home Depot for a beautiful flat finish, plus stain and scuff defense. And that price starts at just $29.60 a gallon, and that's before the Pro Extra discount. A flat paint that's too tough to scuff. Behr Ultra Scuff Defense, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Available online and in select stores.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Of course we can help you with that oil change. Doing it yourself is a great way to save some money. Right now you can get 5 quarts of Castrol GTX high mileage motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $28.99. And we've got even more ways to get it. Just order online with our next day delivery or free same day store pickup. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for, then lock it in. And unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. That's promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Now, back to the Jason and John Show. Jason Smith and John Martin on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
We on fire.
Step up in the party. Step up in the party.
High.
High.
We on fire.
of Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts. Looking to buy or sell your home? Get with the team. The Live Love Memphis Group at RE/MAX Experts. They're licensed in Tennessee and Mississippi. They want to help you. They can help you better than anybody else in the area. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, right now is actually the time, especially from the selling side, because inventory is low, rates are low. You're going to get top dollar for your home. Nobody knows the market better than the Live Love Memphis team. Email them, info@livelovememphis.com to get started.
They did it. Called them up, 410-8818. Again, 901-410-8818. Help him find a new home, he asked, and get his previous home sold. He was able to beat out other buyers among multiple offers on that new home with Live Love's help. Got his old house sold twice above list price with over 80 showings in 4 days. I had a similar experience 2 years ago. But like I've told you, and like Jennifer Carstensen's told you, this market's better in terms of for you as a seller, so you need to get out in it. Nate's first appraisal came in low. He trusted Jen's advice, put the house back on the market. They were able to get the house sold for list price, got him $10,000 more than the previous low appraisal. How about that? She's going to give you all of the right advice like she did for me 2 years ago, like she did for Nate here recently. Again, give them a call, 901-410-8818. They own the market. They don't just know the market, they own it. So you want to be with the right group. Get with the Live Love Memphis group at RE/MAX Experts. They are livelovememphis.com.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Saw a tweet earlier this week, as a matter of fact, that we have not discussed on the show yet, and it's from Rick Bunnell. And Rick Bunnell tweets, he covers the Hornets for The Observer, and he tweeted that two NBA sources with top 10 picks believe that the Hornets want James Wiseman in the November 18th draft. Would they have to trade above number 3 to accomplish that? Big ticket play, just 3 college games at Memphis. So Michael Jordan likes him some James Wiseman. Does this doom James Wiseman as an NBA prospect, given that Michael Jordan likes him?
Yes. And there, here's the conversation. Some of us are just fine with that.
Yep.
In fact, some of us might even root for it. With how James Wiseman did Memphis, that sucker quit.
Sucker
quit after 3 games. Serves him right to have to go play with Charlotte. That way he stays away from my Grizzlies. And for that quitter, he gets his comeuppance, doesn't he? On a terrible loser franchise. There are others of us, John Martin, who are rooting for this kid not to be in a bad situation. Listen, it's all going to work out with the whole,
right?
You know, him being an opponent of the Grizzlies. I'm not worried about that. Grizzlies going to get what they deserve at some point. That's an up-and-coming franchise. I ain't worried about James Wiseman being, you know, it'd actually probably be a fun thing if he ends up a rival for the Grizzlies, although I think the Grizzlies' rival for now will remain the Pelicans. That said, I hope the kid doesn't end up there. Because that's a city that you go there to die.
No, it's the gulag.
You go there. It is absolutely the gulag. What did I just see? Borat. Borat came out of the gulag to start the movie.
Yes.
Yes. James Wiseman would be Borat at the start of this movie in the gulag in Charlotte. I hope it doesn't happen.
Except
for him.
He may never get to leave. I mean, he's going to be there for his rookie deal. And, you know, I mean, they're going to give him so much money that he's probably going to stay there for another contract.
Did I hear some doubt in your voice when it came to what he would be? Didn't Jeff ask you about him the other day? I was listening to y'all's segment.
Well,
I hear some doubt. It's something about some. How much does he want it?
Yes. Well, yeah. You don't think that's a fair question?
Is that all based in his time here?
No. It's also based on, he quit, in AAU a couple summers ago. He quit early. He did. He said he was injured, but he quit. He left the team, Hoop City. He didn't finish.
I know the inside workings of that.
He did not finish, all right? So I do think there are, you know, he does the music thing.
But hold up. With all due respect, and you're right. You're right. Those are question marks. But when he was being questioned about, you're going to be an elite-level defender, did he not go out there for a year and address that and, like, put in the work
to be better?
Then you saw a little fire from him on that end, too? Like, he went out to fix that when folks – and maybe that some of that is you're feeling a little bristled up because of the criticism.
Yep.
But that, to me, that spelled want to. That was a little bit of want to. So I just – I wonder where that but I guess it's fairly posed on your side in terms of those question marks. You've run off from a couple of places.
Well, it is amazing.
So how much do you want? I think James wants it.
James is a trendsetter. I don't know if y'all realize this.
Well, he's a unicorn.
He was the first person to opt out. Like, that man started a real trend in college sports.
Damn.
This guy.
That man, before the pandemic even happened, he opted out.
Have you tweeted that?
No, but
he
I
was
mean,
ahead of his time.
He was
you should have tweeted that first. It would have gone viral. That's a pretty good line.
Real unicorn. I mean, he opted out.
That man opted out pre-COVID.
But no, I mean, I don't have any questions about him as a physical. I mean, how can you? What is there? There is no question. He's undeniable as a prospect.
No, I guess you're right. If there's any questions, it's upstairs.
Yeah, his want to.
And his desire.
But I think the desire level is high. I'm not comparing him to Austin, but.
Because that's who I.
For sure.
When you all were talking, you and Jeff, that's where you question how much does that player want it?
And Austin will tell you now, like he stopped loving the game. He stopped loving the game, and I worry a little bit about that with James. Like, do you really love the game? Because you have to.
We talked about. Or are you doing it for the people around you?
Yeah.
To live up to those expectations.
Exactly. Are you doing it because you feel like you're 7 foot tall and you have to be doing this? Because, you know, it's different when you're at high school, man. You're playing for the purity of the game, and you're playing with your friends, and you're winning state championships, and it's fun. And you're a big man on campus, and you're winning all these Gatorade awards, and you're doing all this. You're announcing your college decision. It's fun, man. But the day it felt like from the day that James stepped on campus, that he just started having less fun. He didn't play in the Bahamas because he had a quote unquote injury, a shoulder injury, whatever. He only played in 3 games.
He got all these adults making these decisions.
I think that very clearly might have. I mean, again, I'm gonna draft him. Okay, I want to make that clear. But I do work like, and we've had him in studio, so I'm not trying to attack this kid's character. He is a student of the game. He talked about how he modeled his game after Nikola Jokic and Kevin Garnett and a bunch of other guys.
I think that's real.
Yeah, impressive, right? Impressive that a guy who looks like James Wiseman, who plays like James, would ever watch Nikola Jokic film and say, I want to play like that. That's impressive. But I do think if you're an NBA executive, you do have to ask, like, is this going to be a guy who gets to the gym 3 hours early before practice, stays 3 hours after practice? Like, how much does he really want to be great? I think that's a fair question. That being the case, I will draft him. You know, I mean, I would draft him number one overall because I think he's probably the best talent in the draft physically. I know why Minnesota won't do that, but I would certainly draft him number two if I'm the Warriors. So you're going to have to get to number two if you're the Charlotte Hornets. And I don't think you have. Yeah, I mean, the Warriors are going to draft James Wiseman. This is all a bunch of subterfuge. I mean, there's no way. That they're not drafting.
He fits right now.
Yes.
You know?
And they're going to be that for the next 4 years.
Right.
And then if, you know, you unload him if at the end of 4 years if you feel like you have to, and you get some first-round picks back and then you start building all over again. But you're a win-now situation. Some people might not think James Wiseman is a win-now prospect. I don't know. I guess it just depends.
If it's the piece you need, like for Golden State, it seems like a win-now prospect. Different. Again, if you don't have everything around him, unlike Golden State, then I could see where maybe you got your because one of the other points you made during that talk with I think was right now. I mean, it's a guards league, and if you can find that sort of LaMelo that can be the face, right? Everything's happening in the backcourt. Look at where the game's going. It's extending further and further back. So you need that guy. You just, you know, if you don't have anything else, then I could see going that route instead of Wiseman. But Wiseman is a win now prospect in the sense that he fits exactly what Golden State needs in terms of right in the middle.
No, he does. I mean,
and you can plug that in, and you're not asking that to go out and average 20 and 10 for you.
Yep.
You're just asking it to be a piece of a win now situation.
Yes, this would be great news for Precious because Precious is a guy who's been
mocked to Charlotte.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't want anybody to have to play in Charlotte, to be honest. I don't want anybody to have to do it because there's only so far you can go there. I'm sorry.
It's like the Jets
now.
Let's be real. We're saying this about the Jets in football. I mean, that's what Charlotte is in the NBA right now.
Now, in fairness,
until further notice.
It's easier to fix an NBA team probably
absolutely
than an NFL
is.
Team.
Sure it is.
But James Wiseman ain't going to be the guy that fixes Charlotte. I mean, that's just not the roles that bigs play anymore. I mean, you got to have a dynamic generational talent on the perimeter. And until you have that.
Who's their dynamic talent? Terry Rozier?
Exactly. No, they don't have one.
That's what I'm saying.
They don't have. I mean, they're young. And
you go to die in Charlotte.
So that would be my concern with James or Precious, anybody that goes there. I think Precious is going to be a guy in the NBA who, you know.
He's going to last a long time because he's so, just so versatile defensively.
Like, I see him closing games, you know, big games defensively. I see, like, that you put him in to, you know, he can guard the perimeter. I mean, he comfortably. So
I see you trying a guy like that even against a big guard like a Kawhi, like giving it a shot and seeing what he could do.
Why
I mean,
not?
You give Precious 2-3 years in the league once he learns guys' tendencies. He's got that kind of level of athleticism and I think can be that kind of shutdown guy where, no, you won't see Precious on any point guards like you did in college, like when he's on Caleb Mills at the end of a game against Houston. But I think he can guard a big shooting guard, obviously the small forward, and probably most power forwards in the league. He's a guy that's going to be able to cover three positions in the league. That's going to make you very valuable. Yep. You give him 2-3 years to figure all that out, that dude's going to be in the league for a while.
And while we're on the subject of James, it is, you know, that first post, you know, draft interview is going to be very important for the Memphis brand, because how much of it is he going to credit Penny for? I mean, that's going to be an interesting, you know, sort of fork in the road. Like, will he give Penny a lot of love in that first interview when he gets drafted?
I'm putting myself in his shoes real fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, even if you're Wiseman and you feel a certain kind of way about your time at Memphis,
right,
you can separate the two.
Yes.
Penny, Memphis.
Yep.
Right? Because maybe you think from Memphis you got some bad advice.
Absolutely.
Right? You feel a certain kind of way about the way it went. And you probably feel even about the NCAA, you got even stronger feelings about.
Yes.
But let's say that thankfully for Memphis, hopefully for Memphis, you've known Penny longer than just that time at Memphis. And there's what he did for you clearly as a high school prospect, as a grassroots, as an AAU player. There's all that, so that you could separate the two.
Yep.
And that's important, because then you'd be able to say, you know what, you'd be able to almost leave Memphis. Penny was great for me.
Absolutely.
Penny did this, 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 and that still helps Penny 100%. At Memphis.
No, I think so.
So I'm hoping, because James is a smart guy.
He is.
And clearly that's what I'm thinking, that even if you feel like you got some bad advice from Memphis, hey, you're going to, this suspension will be short, whatever, but pick up the – that you can separate that from Penny and what he's done for you.
Yep.
And answer that question that way.
And
right, and that still helps Memphis.
You know, it may just make sense. Because people will notice. Like, we noticed when DeMonte Coxey did not have Ryan Summerfield's name in
100%.
The goodbye letter. You know, we noticed that.
100%.
And we would notice if James does not give a shout-out to Penny Hardaway, you know, after he gets drafted.
See, I think will.
And that
still helps Penny at Memphis. It does the job you need it to do.
Dude, because you immediately put that in a video, dude, and you start sending it to all your kids in 2022.
That's what Duke did with Zion.
Yes. So you immediately package that up.
All day long.
Same thing. Because they will be asked about their times at Memphis, James and Precious.
And that's what I'm telling you. If you've got that, those two videos, those guys went in the lottery, they're helping you out with videos and all that. John, if he can put the NCAA tournament component with it, Penny's set for a while.
Yes, he is.
He's set for a while. But
couple that with a tournament appearance, you're rolling, really.
Yeah.
I mean, you're rolling.
That's what I'm talking about, a tournament appearance. That's what I said. That's the part of it, the component you got to add now, because you're going to get, hopefully, those videos and those that help recruiting from having those guys, all the juice that comes with having two guys go in the lottery. You're going to get that. He puts the tournament with him. We all think it's going to happen this year. Man, Penny going to be set for a minute.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's, frankly, that's the way it needs to go down this year.
All right. We'll come back. Jeff Cogg is going to join us. We'll talk to him about this this subject at 125. Also get his thoughts on 1996. His column, is it a column he's proud of? We may have asked him about it before, but we'll do it again. So that will happen at 125. Back in a minute. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and home of the Gary Parrish Show, weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 p.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
2020 has already been scary enough. This weekend on 92.9 FM ESPN, Scary Good Sports. Saturday, Mississippi State taking on Alabama, the Crimson Tide. Coverage beginning at 6 p.m. live on 92.9 FM ESPN. Sunday, NFL Titans and Bengals at noon.
Memphis in the Mid-South, smart speaker sports station. Simply say, play 92.9 ESPN.
92.9 ESPN from radio.com.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook's giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook's giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. That's right, $50 in free site credit to register. Verify early. No deposit is required. And FanDuel's America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports in a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for, and then even easier to lock it in. Maybe you want to take a long shot, like those Lions over the Colts this week. Unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours when you hit that long shot, because it's the right thing to do. And right now, the right thing for you to do is download the Sportsbook app itself. Check it all out. You'll love it. It's fantastic. You'll see for yourself how easy it is to use, even if it's your first time, like it was for me. Just be sure to sign up and register, if you would, using the promo code JSmith, so they know that we sent you. When you verify your account You'll receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Can do whatever you want with that $50. Go out and hit that long shot because it's free money. That's promo code JSmith to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Jeep Adventure Days and Ram Power Days are rocking at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat on Covington Pike. And guess who's got number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal among mass market brands? We Gossett! 2020 Jeep Cherokee Latitude IIHS Top Safety Pick. $21,560 or $275 a month. Or get muscle with 2020 Dodge Challenger XST with best-in-class cargo volume. $24,348 or $314 a month. Plus get rammed up in a 2020 Ram 1500 Classic. Crew Cab 4x2, we Gossett at $388 a month. Drive past the rest. Come to the best. Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat 1901 Covington Pike. Online, GossettMotorCars.net.
If you want it, we Gossett at Gossett Motorcars.
Ranked by J.D. Power's IQS and Appeal Studies. All 75 months at 4.11 APR. $3,500 down. Must finance through Chrysler Cherokee. LD 643160. MSRP 28190. Challenger LHS 214740. MSRP 31180. Ram LG 293.29. MSRP 37855. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 11-1-2020 with approved credit, dealer stock only.
The fall weather has hit. Football season is here, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that James Davis is helping celebrate with 20% off all fall merchandise until the end of October. Sports shirts, sweaters, active tops that are perfect for those cool nights while eating outside. It's all available at James Davis, as are new 5-pocket brush cotton pants and tons of new denim. And don't forget about the Stant custom shirt and custom pants system. All it takes is 3 measurements and roughly a minute of your time, and you'll have custom-made shirts and pants ordered for you. They'll be ready before you know it. They'll fit you perfectly, just like mine fit me perfectly. And right now, you can get it done with 20% off the regular price. That's a deal that should...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.